Carolyn, so the mean this week is temperature?
Yeah, I think so.
And then, what was it, last week or 2 weeks ago, it was altitude. Remember, we got into some argon business, and argon being the trebler, and then the noble gases.
Altimeter.
Mm-hmm.
Altimeter.
Is that an instrument that measures altitude?
It can.
So as you go up in altitude, these noble gases and also radiation has...
It might be insinuation.
Insinuation?
Potentially. Potential insinuation. That'll be the new, that'll be what you'll call the new pie.
What will be the new pie?
Potential insinuation.
Potential insinuation is the new pie?
Dude.
So with all this altitude stuff that was going on a couple weeks ago, that, would that have to do with these spheres, like the troposphere and the ionosphere?
Yes, it'll affect the lampstands, yes. It's good of you to bring it up.
Now, does one have to travel in an altitude?
Always. Otherwise, if you don't have platitudes, you'll never recognize the vicissitudes, Brian.
What's that have to do with the altitude?
If you never assail to a certain level, you won't know when you're not in that level or not. It's 11-11.
11. 11 in East Coast, where Ion is.
Hello, darling. Artist.
No, it's for her.
Roseanne.
I appreciate it. Hey, Ion, can vampires feed on somebody from a remote location?
No. They can, but they get their belly filled with dislocated blood.
Hmm.
Yeah? Y'all better trademark potential insinuation. It'll be gone by morning.
Hurry.
Yeah, hurry. Get your GoDaddy on right now. Hurry up. Get right.
So will there be an interplay between temperature and altitude? Would you require both
certainly.
Of them?
Most
okay,
certainly.
So are
there would be an interaction between the two.
Okay, are there other interactions required besides altitude?
Yes, there are. We didn't say. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, come on, Ion.
In the future. But no. Okay, if you re-clarify it, okay, then certainly when you say it like that, yes. Good. Okay. Well, no, that doesn't exactly apply because when it did apply, you're talking about a different conversation, so the intersecting points can't cross over that same medium. So that intersection would not apply. It could happen, but it does not apply. Okay? Now, between now and next week, if you ever listen to this again, when you get your questions lined up, that'll be your answers when you get to it then. Okay?
That was too many words, Ion. Let's go back and be specific on each.
You got to go forward. You got to go forward to get to the questions. We gave you the answer.
All right. We'll go forward, retrieving these past references and be specific on each one. Would that work?
It's okay with us. It's your dad.
Okay, it's my dad. How many other applications are there besides temperature and altitude?
Seven.
What's the other applications, Carolyn? We got altitude, we got temperature.
Specific gravity
contained,
brings up.
Contained in 14 rings.
All right.
Contained in 14 rings. So we got temperature, altitude. And you're saying specific gravity, which would affect the viscosity. Would that be an effect inside the cell?
It would represent that cell, yes.
Okay, inside the cell, when we got the, you know, like the Asher and it's moving, spinning, you got all this movement inside the cell. So the viscosity and specific gravity.
How many degrees of movement do you have? Brian?
Degrees of movement?
Degrees of freedom.
Okay, so there's, you know, as far as I know, I guess there's 14 degrees of freedom.
Excellent.
Which, name them? I'd have to look them up, but you got pitch and yaw and sway or... Now, a couple of those degrees of freedom seems to have to do with, like, a antennas or radio waves, because you've got, what's the...
Potential for movement of energy from a frequency base, maybe. We'll give you that, but we're going to undermine it, so don't worry. Don't get too lost in it. Hold that until you master the lampstand.
How about sonar fractal effect? Application.
You mean Weber gas grills.
What's the Weber gas grills got to do with the sonar fractal application?
Fractals are contained in Weber gas grills.
When you look up Weber gas grills, they say gas charcoal. Is some charcoal involved with Weber gas grills, Ion?
Yes.
So is that what you're alluding to, something about carbon?
No. We're talking about fracking.
What's fracking have to do with a fractal?
Using gas.
It's gas. It's a freaking frack. It's just a frack. It's just a frack, man. Just a frack.
Would a fractal be classified as an antenna or some sort of receiver?
No. But you can put a tarantula in your shoe.
So it is, that doesn't apply then. I mean, you can do it, but it's not really going to get you anywhere.
You're talking about antenna. And so
now,
arachnid can be placed in your shoe.
And arachnid. Is the lymphatic system in the body, is it a fractal?
We already answered that question, and you said we were too many words, but we'll say it again. It can be at the intersection point, yes.
At the intersection points. The intersection points of the lymphatic system?
No, wait a second now. You're talking about lipids or the lymphatic system. They're different.
He said the lymphatic system.
Yeah, my question was, is the lymphatic system of the body a fractal?
And we already answered that. Is there an echo in here? Where the lines intersection, those would be considered, yes.
Everything's a fractal.
Okay, no, those would be considered.
Not necessarily. You're not a fractal. We wish you were, but you're not.
You wish I was a fractal?
Your engager, the chairman of the Itty Bitty Kitty Committee.
I'm not getting your answer. You're saying that the intersection point, you're talking about the lymph nodes?
This is fractal.
Pickles, is that you?
Are the intersection points, are they the lymph nodes, Ion?
Nodes, yes, they're nodes.
No.
Who's that?
No.
This is MJ imitator.
In a bucket.
Ridiculous. The intersection points are not the nodes.
It kind of sounds like Casey Kasem and the American.
Okay, Carolyn, do you get his answer? When I asked Ion if the lymphatic system is a fractal, and he's answered it twice now or three times, do you get his answer?
They said it can be at the intersection points. We asked if the intersection points are lymph nodes, and they said no. So the intersection points are elsewhere. Brian and I would like to know, where are the intersection points? We want to know.
In the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system is connected based on which vortices, Dr. Dean.
Based on what vortices?
On the vortices in the sphere, in the geosphere.
You're talking about the vortices external to us in the outer kingdom relate to the lymphatic thing.
Remember the Cheerios with the heart, and you're connecting charge. You're connecting charges, and you made the little drawing, and you drew it out of that with the seeds, and you made it all the positive marks and connected it, and made the shape of the little heart.
Mm-hmm.
Those heart points would be what you call the vortices.
Ion,
so
why
you're
are
saying the super sugar that we're taking has vortices in it?
At those angles or those bonding points.
Yeah, see, this is where the inner kingdom, the outer kingdom, the middle kingdom, they all interpenetrate. So, you know, how long empire is, how many seasons of empire are connected to the angles of the vowel vortices and your body parts and the lymphatic system? Aren't I correct, Ion? Aren't I fucking correct?
No.
They're all laughing, Ion, but I'm correct, right? I'm correct.
No, you're not. It's Nucky Thompson. It's not that Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, it's Nucky Thompson. Yeah, the wrong TV show. Yeah, Boardwalk Empire. I'll put my notes. Bob makes cosmic connections. Bob makes it 5:23. Awesome connection.
Okay,
that's hilarity.
That's Bob's perspective and Bob's world. What is it in yours, Carolyn?
Well, what he's talking about is the formula that I'm supposed to be, or I have drawn.
Easy,
and I'm supposed to be
easy. Yeah,
okay,
easy.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's the formula for C122H197098, where the CH and O connect at certain points in that formula. It's creating vortices that relate to your question.
On those angles, from the pivot point, and those and that kind of bonds, you have too many. Remember, you have too many charges to connect.
The challenge is making it fit.
And when you get them all connected and fit, the carbons in place, they fit ionically from the shape of the heart. That's how it connects.
Mm-hmm.
You make an inside-out and covalent bonding that allows those interactions to connect. And that's from a vorticiacal, vorticiacal position in those angles.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the specific ones. And yes, smart ass, that does have to do with Brian's lampstands, by the way.
That has to do with all of this that you're talking about. This is all taking place in the lipids?
Yes.
Well, the lymph and the lipids. The question was about the lymph, Brian.
Well, okay, but I was asking specifically about the lymph system. It's not necessarily, well, it doesn't,
no,
it's not strictly.
We were marrying it. So,
yeah.
Got it?
Is that the smoke? Is that what makes the smoke?
What smoke are you talking about?
What you smoking,
about,
honey?
I'm talking about the smoke with the carbon particles.
That's real.
You talked about smoke and revelations, Ion.
We talked about the smoke monster and Lost, too. And a smooth Cohiba is very good, too, and a good 3-hour cigar. And we don't recommend that you smoke snuff. It's not good.
You referenced the smoke as being the bride of the lamb.
Yes, and we also like smoked pork chops.
What's the topic, Brian?
I was going to just ask another question. I don't know where I'd get with it, but I think it's in math to you. I don't know if he's referring to the body, but he talks about when the eye becomes single, then the body is filled with light. Does that have anything to do with the pineal gland?
I have a word for Brian, I think.
Hello?
Matthew 4:1-11.
Now, when thine eye be single, then the whole body is filled with light. Would you explain that?
Matthew 4:1-11.
That's where the quote comes from, right?
That's what the answer to your question.
Well, let's see here. I'll look it up.
Please yourself.
What was that meaning when you say that? When you say please yourself?
Well, basically what we mean is that if you complete the light yourself, then we most certainly may disappoint you.
Well, you see, you're always saying our eyes are lying to us. Our lying eyes, we don't see. Well, you're always picking on the eyes. What about the ears? Our ears, what we hear, is that a lie? What about our taste buds? Are our taste buds lying to us? Come on, man. People are always making comments about, you know, I do see this, or I don't see that, then you go on this.
There are none so blind as those who will not see. Let them who have ears to hear, hear. That's all that is.
All right, here, let's go at it this way. This is your quote, Ion. You say our lying eyes because you say what we see is not real. Right? Isn't that your phrase, what we see is not real because of our lying eyes?
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, Bob. And when he fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterwards, he was hungry. Now, when the tempter came into him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command these stones become bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth
right
from the mouth of God.
And what's that have to do with what we see is not real?
Oh, that was the first temptation. The second is Luke 4, 9 through 12. Then the devil took him up to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God.
So what's Matthew pointing out in other words besides the ones that he wrote?
Mark 1:13.
Well, let's see. 4. But he answered and said, it is written. Oh, okay, you got that out of Matthew. That was in, I guess I should have looked up the exact verse.
Ta-da. Not your first rodeo, eh?
No, it's not my first. Won't be my last. There'll be many more, Ion.
We thank you so good when you finally get to sleep.
How about this? Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Can you explain that quote?
Certainly. Ask Dr. Dean to describe what a fissure is. It's a pitted hole where things get sullied and stuck in the wrong position. A fissure.
A fissure is like a cut through something, a gap. It's a problem. You get anal fissures. I never thought of fissures being some related to that quote.
Fissures? Well, they said fissures of men. I don't know how much more fair it could be.
Yeah, so gaps and cuts between men rather than fishermen. Cool.
Okay, that's misleading because
there's two kinds of people. There's the kind that's got piles and the people that's going to get piles. That's the one, Bob.
Yeah, Brian?
He's defining fissure in a different way, but...
We're just answering
like
questions.
Okay, but like what Carolyn was saying, it's misleading when you read Matthew because not only they're talking about fishers of men and they're talking about their nets and mending their nets and...
That's mesh. It never holds, but they apply mesh in the body, yes.
What about mesh in the body?
Herniations are repaired with mesh. It's not very safe, but they use it.
Yeah,
so
they
all of
mesh screens.
Okay, so this is all an analogy of something going on inside the body, right?
It's a possibility of another way of looking at those words. It's what I think.
Well, I agree. I say that it's not even a possibility. I say it is. Say they were walking by the Sea of Galilee.
Ooh.
Yeah, read it out to us, Brian.
Well, I was just picking a quote. It's Matthew 4, and this is down all the way down at 18. It says, "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James and the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him." This is Jesus asking these guys to leave their nets and their ships and follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. It almost goes back to what I was trying to get at anyway. What you see with your eyes, is it real? Follow me, and I'll show you what is real.
Yeah, and they followed them, and Peter and all those guys tore apart the church. They fissured the church.
And they got holes in their asshole.
That's very interesting.
Just like you said.
There's that repent business. See, for me, to repent is to know that you've fallen and you make the choice to get back
taking... It's the pentagram. It's Bob's ridiculous dead bodies. It's fucking the pentad. The necrophilia. The necrophilia of Bob's five body.
That's repent?
When you do it twice, it is.
Okay, that doesn't make sense.
Well, see if you can ring up Bob. Ring, ring,
yeah,
ring.
Yeah, Brian, you ring, pent ring, once, ring. And then you repent the second time.
Ring, ring, ring.
He's a pastor.
And then he's saying it's the necrophilia of, so what are we doing? Are we spitting on Bob's bastard babies, making pearls out of them, or what?
No, that would be a knackered experience. This is a
big... Oh, a knacker. That's knacker, not... Okay, I'm sorry.
Transmental.
Ring, ring, ring.
But the experience...
Ring, ring.
It's a genius. It's like... You can test...
Oh, I'm sorry, we're not available right now. But if you please leave your name, your number, and a brief and detailed message, we'll return your call at our earliest convenience. Beep.
Okay, so, Carolyn, can you explain what Ion was explaining to you about what we were talking about earlier with the intersection points? This is a quiz.
Network. If had this been an actual emergency, you'd have already put your knees between your legs and kissed your ass goodbye.
Well, Lipton, Bruce Lipton, all those guys are going into the way the body communicates, and I think they're sort of getting to the point where...
Well, let's ask Ion. What is Lipton missing, Bruce Lipton? What's he missing in their epigenetic emphasis?
Asthmatic communion.
Asthmatic communion.
Asthmatic communion.
Yeah, that song, Bob, you know, the asthma song?
There's an asthma song?
Yeah, by a group called Frack, and he is talking about fracking here.
You got to be kidding me. Say it ain't
we
so.
We do not kid.
No, that's how they relate. This is Finnegan Ease. So what was the topic I just found out about so I can write it in?
Buddy Lipton.
Oh, yeah, Bruce Lipton misses nothing. Misses the fracking video.
What they've been trying to figure out is how does the body communicate within itself? You know, how do the cells communicate? And, you know, it's a big deal, like, because there's instantaneous communication sometimes, and so it can't be through the...
What was the phrase Ion just used? asthmatic communion.
Asthmatic
communion, right, Mrs. Asthmatic communion.
Is it the way the body and the cells communicate, a sonar fractal application? Within the cells, it's a sonar fractal application. Isn't that the cellular communication? Yes, no, maybe. It's in the palm of your hand, baby.
You guys gotta get refocused, being too silly. Focus on my questions, my patterns.
What's your question? And, what's your patterns, Bob?
Empire Boardwalk, fracking, cellular change, asthmatic communion, and new cells and new song.
Those are notes.
The guy who's
through. Those are notes,
stuff.
Bob. Those are your notes. You're reading your notes.
Yeah, I'm reading the notes.
And Hendiades.
Hendiades, Brian, right there.
One by means of two. So let's take one by means of two and apply it to something, because it means absolutely fucking nothing. One by means of two. Unless you can say this is exactly how this phrase applies, what good is it?
The second phrase is being redundant. So I is giving the same answer to every possible topic here.
One by means of two? Hendiades, is that the answer?
He's doing one by means of one, while we go hendiatic and go one by means of two, three, four, five, six, seven. We keep going around the answer and ignoring it by bringing up different questions.
One by 3.145, whatever the new pi is. All right, floor is open. I guess I'm done.
Floor is open.
Ion, does one of those seven applications that Brian was trying to list, is one of those spin?
There's seven. Yeah, I don't know what the other
Ion, what did you say about five? What did you say about spin just now, Ion?
Okay. Pickle, is that you?
That's not pickle. Pickle ain't here.
The examples you listed as vortices, like the tornado and water spouts, it creates a spin in one direction, in a clockwise or counterclockwise.
Yeah, then that depends on which side of the equator you're on. If you're north of the equator, it spins clockwise. If you're south of the equator, it spins counterclockwise. Is that right?
Lord, suffering cats. Do you understand what you're asking?
Hell no, I ain't got a fucking clue what I'm asking.
You need us to explain that north of the equator spins counterclockwise and south spins counterclockwise. And it's reversed if you have a mirrored image of it, if you have a rear view mirror experience regarding it. Or let's say, what if you're in south of the equator and you're using a mirror to see north of the equator? Which way would the wind blow, Bob?
Up your anus.
Oh, come on, Bob.
It's supposed to be up your anthropomorphic ante.
I'm getting a little fucked up. I need some ice cream.
He's looking for some Lilliputian nookie.
Midget talk.
Well, Ion did say at one point, they said the troposphere was the gateway to the septet.
The gateway to the what?
The septet.
And the tic tac.
There was a huge conversation about the atmospheres a while back.
Plural. Very good.
Good work, Susanna. Good retrieving things. The troposphere? What's the name of the sphere?
Retrieval. Anthropomorphicity. Retrieval, anthropomorphicity.
So, Susanna, as you go through each different sphere that you're speaking of, the troposphere and stratosphere, are the dominant trebles different?
They can be. They can vary.
They vary between the spheres.
Between the position of the sphere. That's what you're asking.
No, I'm not asking that, Ion. I'm just...
You will be in a minute. We'll be there. We'll be waiting.
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
You get there. Okay.
Argon came up a couple weeks ago about being the trebler within one of the spheres, within all of the spheres. In those different spheres, are there, like, is Argon the trebler in a certain sphere or several of the spheres, and then as you get into the other spheres, you get a different noble gas or a different radiation takes over as a trebler?
If you have a full valence shell, it's non-reactive, it's monoatomic.
So when you're saying if you have the full, did you say beta shell?
Valence.
So therefore, you're encompassing all of the spheres in the full valence shell.
Sulfur normally occurs in a rhombic or monoclinic forms.
He's talking to you now, Carolyn.
Yeah. Yep.
And
I have another note
H2SO4, goes to SO2 plus H2O.
I have another note here that Ion said connecting to all spheres will increase in the new environment. All atmospheres, I think that was my shorthand. Connecting to all atmospheres with increase in new environment goes beyond the heliosphere.
Argon, sulfur, chlorine, phosphorus, nitrogen.
Are those the different elements in the, what is it, angel diagram?
Well, there was four.
Just answering the question. Carolyn, just making copies.
Ian, when you talk about the AL2SO4, is that related to the chemtrail aluminum barium dispersions?
No.
At least, hey, you got a direct answer.
Yeah, that was Jim's question, but I wonder if what is causing this shift in the aluminum background that it seems to be shifting so radically? Where is the source?
Exhalation.
The shift of the molar mass of AO2SO43, 3.421509 grams per mole. That's changing. 3.41. That's the answer to your question.
So you switched the 1 and the 4. You went from 3.14 something to 3.41?
No, that's not pi. This is the molar mass of the AO2SO43.
But it sounded like you said 3.14 something and it's changing to 3.41.
That's 342.1509.
Wow.
And it's changing 2 grams per mole and it's turning into 3.42.1.
Carolyn, okay. Can you translate that?
No.
She would, but she'd had to have you killed. So the atomic weight of the aluminum is 26.9815386. And the sulfur would be 32.065. And the oxygen atomic weight would be 15.9994.
And that's in the new environment or the environment now?
Always.
If it's always, why are we saying it's changing, which means it was and now it's different?
You can do some fun things with the NaCl2 and the CuSO4, 5H2O. But, you know, you got to get ethanol in there, and that's when it gets sideways. But that's Dr. Dean Land. That's a boring world except for Dr. Dean Land. Don't you agree?
This new environment that you quote all the time with the formula, is this something that we will consume, something we'll eat?
It will consume you.
It will consume me.
You won't eat it. It'll eat you.
And when it eats me, what's the result?
Gilbert Grape.
What is that?
It was a movie, wasn't it?
There was a movie, Eating Gilbert Grape.
Yay, you connected the dots.
What happened in the movie?
His mama was fat and she died and they burnt the house up around her.
Was that a burnt offering?
Ashes to asses and sluts to dust.
In the small town of Endora, Iowa, Gilbert Grape, played by Johnny Depp, is busy caring for Ernie, Leonardo DiCaprio, his brother with a developmental disability, as they wait for many tourist trailers to pass through town during the yearly ritual of camping at a nearby recreational area. His morbidly obese mother, Bonnie, gave up on life after her husband hanged himself 17 years earlier. So a typical American story.
So what's it mean when this guy got consumed? That's what I want to know.
He got consumed by a fire. Looks like that.
But this new form, or the form of the environment, would you call it fire?
We'd call it asses to ashes and sluts to dust.
Okay, I don't know what that phrase even means.
It's just a big joke. Asses instead of ashes, sluts instead of another word,
dust.
It's also a title of a Squidbilly episode that applies.
Now the truth comes out.
Dun, dun, dun.
Is fire significant in the new environment, Ion?
Yes.
You see how it does relate to TV shows? See how I connect? You have to go beyond biology. If you go beyond different subjects and interrelate them all, like Finnegan's Wake, that's the way we're talking here.
Is fire the catalyst for the carbon?
No, for the next season of Squidbillies. You got to make those connections, or that's what Ian's speaking from.
But I'm trying to make it a connection to the new environment.
Well, that is all the media that we're talking about. It's all about me, right? And I contain all these environments.
Yeah, but it's vague,
different
though.
Different angles of me.
It's vague and nebulous.
Is the new environment predominantly in the atmosphere, or is it in the water, or is it in the earth? They're all
no, Granny has to get a new glib clapper.
See, there's your squid bellies. You've got to practice looking at Finney's Wake or read the annotations, interrelate every known topic there is, because no categories apply anymore. No particular subjects. There are no subjects. Every word evokes every other word in the world of mortar.
And myth OD to my madness.
Yeah, myth OD to my madness.
What does that mean?
Many, many millions of connections that you can start saying, whatever comes out of your mouth, that's part of it.
So method to the madness, but also connection to meth, some sort, drug?
Yeah, we're drugged. We're drugged by the new environment.
So, and the main character in Empire in the last episode just found out that he was missing.
Don't say spoiler alert.
Don't
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
I thought, why would you even watch
that?
I think it's terrible.
All the TV I watch is terrible. I just want to see how it relates to me. I make the connections.
Wow.
It's all about me. It's always about me. User is the content. It can be about you, too, if you get trained in it, trained in this method that Ion's teaching you.
There's a mass of minutes in the method.
Yeah, it actually didn't complete the syllables there. Did you get those syllables going?
More or less.
Massa minus in the method.
More or less in the method.
He's now talking Finnegan-y. That's pretty good, Aya. Get ready, people. It's not going to be in English much longer.
No, it was something in the massage.
The method.
Method.
The method to the madness is in the massage.
Ian, would we be just as effective if we were all talking in angel talk?
No, no. But in episode 16, Burned and Reburned Again, that's a good one.
Of what show?
Squidbillies.
Reagan, when we get to the new environment, we can put an in-ground pool and all the out-ground pools that are there.
You see,
yeah,
they're pretty good at kind of making
38.
Connections about
38. That's when 38. That's when 38 special shows up. He's after Crystal.
What about when is early and he says, "Yeah, I know Dan Halen." Like, it's genius.
And David Allen, CEO.
Is that from the Dead Hooker one?
No, that's God's Bro.
Yeah, that is. But what were you,
and
which one were
you? Does it make a reference to Bubba Trouble?
Well, when the granny needs a new glib glabber, didn't they, in the end, I feel like she ends up saying something about, oh, yeah, well, every 30 years or whatever, it doesn't matter anymore or something. There's some kind of cycle where they had devoted all this time to getting her glib glabber.
No, they just had to call on the power of Jesus to heal Granny, but they didn't have the cashy money to pay for the new glib glabber transplant.
And did the power of Jesus work? That's what I don't remember.
It made them fishers of men.
Made them fishers
of men. Hell
yes,
it did. No one said it wouldn't. No one said that Moses was married to Sarah either.
What are you talking about?
Ion.
She's applying my method using multi-sensuous connections. She's not very good at it, but at least she's attempting it, Brian. You should learn so much yourself.
Attempting to do what?
Multi-connections in all directions.
Multi-connections in all directions. So we take a topic and then we just quote a song, a TV show, a book, a magazine, a newspaper.
And then Dr. D gets specific.
Survival, survival of the dumbest. It's the one that Rusty seeks the truth to, how man came to be. However, Erdy, Granny, Leo, and the sheriff aren't good preachers.